How you doing, everybody? It is your guy, Taz the Angel, Mr. TDA, and I'm back with more car talk. Good conversation you can ride to. And you already know what's following. I just want to thank everybody for everything, you know, for the likes, the comments, the shares, the everything, guys, for real. I'm literally outside in kind of a storm doing this, but it'll be alright. It's doing a little bit more raining now. It was just a lot of lightning and thundering, but it's doing a little more raining now. But man, if I don't do car talk in the car, I ain't doing car talk at all, man. So we'll be alright. But I want to thank you guys again for everything, for the likes, the comments, the shares, the views, the listens, all of that. The one thing that I'll ask is, most of the time when I'm getting the comments, the positive comments, the critical, comments that are saying, hey, try doing this. Hey, if you do that, it may be better. When I'm getting those, they're usually on the posts that I share on social media, on either my Facebook or my Instagram to get you to YouTube. I would ask that you guys actually put the comments under the actual videos on YouTube. On the audio-only apps, I don't believe you can comment, like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and all those things. I don't think you can actually comment on those. If you can, that'd be great to put them on there. But I know right now that, you can comment on the actual videos that I post on YouTube. And I want to thank you guys for the comments. I'm only asking that you bring those over to YouTube, because when you comment on those, it will help people who are getting introduced to me. It'll help them be able to see not only what you guys think of what I'm saying, but it'll show the interaction that I'm having with you all, as far as the thank yous, the I'll try that, the that may not be for me, all of those reactions or comments, the responses, that's the word I was looking for, all the responses that I'm willing to give. It'll just boost the traffic, and of course, if we are to continue growing this podcast, we need more traffic. So one thing that I did find out that I think is cool is, on the actual app that I download my audio to, which is the Anchor app. That's the app that I use to upload the audio, and it spreads it out to all the different platforms that I just named. You know, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Google Music, CastBox. It's a whole lot of different places, man. But not only does it do that, but it also gives you the breakdown of not just how many listens you received, but where you got them from. Like, there are people in France listening and commenting. Thank you, guys. There are people in Switzerland, Germany, Australia. It's a lot of different places where people are listening, and I want to thank all of you guys. And those listens are close to the local United States listens. So good job to the out of the country listeners, and I'm asking that the in-country listeners, hey man, let's run it up. You know, it's not a competition, because I want everyone to listen, but I mean, hey, y'all gonna let somebody take the lead or what? What y'all gonna do? I'm a competitor at everything. You know, anyone who has been around me for any time more than 3 hours, maybe, you know, I'm an athlete in the mind. I'm a competitive. My body don't look too athletic right now, but the mind is still there. the mind is still there. So I'm a competitor at heart. So I'll make anything competition. Just ask my kids. But either way. So today's episode will be entitled Self-Care is Important. Now, this is for anyone who wants to hear it, but it will be from the mindset of a man, more specifically a heterosexual man. So that will probably be the demographic that mostly relates to it, but I believe that the things that I talk about, I try to be able to be relevant, be accurate with more than just the demographic that I embody. Oh, I have this this shirt because I have the windows down, but it's raining. So if it would stop being a sucker, bam, and we good. So I have that. Hope my side meet one showing. Well, don't pay no never mind. But I have it over the inside of the door panel, you know, just to make sure the water don't get in there and throw anything on the fritz. But either way, but again, that's the demographic that I embody, but I believe my message is relevant to more than that. But I'm also a realist, so you know, I'm never 100% right about anything. There's always, in my opinion, always a 5% chance that I'm wrong. And the reason why my percentage of being wrong is so low isn't because I'm so smart, isn't because I'm a genius, it's somebody doing a U-turn for me. But it's not because I'm just so intelligent, it's because I simply choose to not speak on things that I have no knowledge about. It is that simple. Heard a little lightning. Well, no, I heard a little thundering. See lightning, hear thunder. But yeah, so I just choose to not speak on anything that I'm not knowledgeable on. And if I don't have knowledge, I make sure whoever I'm discussing whatever with, hey, I don't really know, but from what I've seen, this is what I think. So it makes my percentage of being wrong very low, because if I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to talk like I do. I had a friend, and I'll get on topic after this, but I had a friend that I used to work with, and he wanted to bet me. He wanted to bet me on something. And after we shook on it and made it official, I told him, you've already lost. And it's not because I'm just so good. It's not because I'm so smart. I don't take a bet that I can lose. And I had known him for like a year and a half, close to 2 years at that time. So I was like, you should know me well enough to know I don't take risks. If I can lose, I'm not even going to partake. So the fact that I just shook your hand, be ready to pay me soon. Shortly after, he paid me. Excuse the darkness. Like I said, man, if I'm not doing car talk in the car, I'm not doing it. And it's actually not late, but because this storm came out of nowhere like an RKO, no shout out to Randy Orton because I don't like him. Well, I'm not going to say I don't like him. I don't have anything against him, but he's just not my favorite, so I'm not going to shout him out because he's not someone that I favor. I'll put it like that. Nothing against him. I just don't favor him. But yeah, man, this storm came literally out of nowhere. It was like probably high 80s, low 90s, just like 2 hours ago. And I walk outside, get in the car. It's kind of warm. As I'm driving to a store that's like 3 miles away, the wind just starts getting cold. So it just happened. So excuse the darkness, but if I don't do it now, the video now, then I would have to wait like 3 or 4 more days. And I would rather just not. I want to be more consistent. I want to, you know, be more timely with my messages. I don't want to do one a month or one every 2-3 weeks. Well, maybe every bi-week because of my schedule. But I don't want it to be 3 and 4 weeks in between. And it has been that. But in an attempt to hold myself accountable, I'm trying to be more consistent, and I already have sought out equipment to help when and if I have to record in these type of situations to where the lighting could be better. So I'll be getting that soon. because I can't say that I want this to be a business if I'm not willing to invest in it. Self-care is important. And I guess maybe a subtopic could be, what are your outlets? Now, personally, you may not know this by looking at me, but I am a geek of sorts. I love anime. And not Bullet. That's not the one I'm talking about. I love comic books, cartoons, superpower movies, all of these things, video games. I'm a geek of sorts. And because of that, my outlets usually mirror that. So the main things that I do to wind down are watching anime, watching cartoons, watching comics, like the cartoon version of the comics, like The Amazing Spider-Man, the old school X-Men, where the theme song, and I probably got those notes wrong, but I got the melody, and that's what's important. Anyway, so I do those things. I play video games. I have a gaming channel called Gaming with Taz. Check that out. I gotta start shouting that out more, huh? Anyway, check that out if you like gameplay. And not, there's maybe one or two videos where I didn't have a mic, but I prefer to interact and let people hear me. So most of those are mic'd, and you can hear me. You can hear me and some of my friends talking trash to each other and just wilding out. I have videos playing, and I'll get back to this. I swear I'll get back on topic. But I have videos of me playing GTA, Grand Theft Auto, The Division 2. I believe I did a video with that, of that. Skyrim. I haven't done one of the Spider-Man game yet, but I will be doing that shortly. Probably within the next week or two. So yeah, shout out to my other page, Gaming with Taz. I am a gamer, like I said. That's one of my outlets. So, also music is definitely an outlet for me, because no matter how you feel, there is a playlist, not a song, there is a playlist for how you feel, and there's a playlist to make you feel better. Because a lot of times we tend to listen to how we feel, and sometimes that's a good thing, other times not so much. You know, I know a lot of people who made their careers from singing, from the pain that they have endured and experienced, and the masses being able to relate. But it's not always a good thing to listen to how you feel, because sometimes they can put you in a more unhealthy state of mind, because you'll get lost in a swimming pool, or a whirlpool, actually. You'll get lost in a whirlpool of your thoughts, and it'll make it harder for you to climb out. So when you're sad, have two sad playlists. Have a sad playlist that I'm gonna deal and sit with these emotions for a while, but also have a sad playlist geared to getting you out of your sadness. That's my recommendation. Of course, I can't tell you how to live your life, but that is my recommendation. Have songs that, you know, if you're having a bad day, it'll lift your mood. We have to have those. If you listen to music as an outlet, you have to have those to help pull you out, man. Because like I said, you know, if I just got beat up and I listen to a song about a dude who got beat up, I'm just feeling defeated because I got beat up, you know. So I don't want to fester. I don't want to wallow. Shout out to Wallow 267. I don't want to wallow in being defeated or feeling defeated. So even if I listen to that song towards the end of my outlet usage of music, I need to switch to some victorious sounding music. Some We Some Headbusters type music, like, nah, we ain't getting beat up, we doing the beating up when necessary. I mean, you know, sure, I could recommend some We Are a Conqueror gospel music as well. Oh man, I'm getting a phone call. Hey, hold on, guys. Hey, I'm back, guys. I apologize for the interruption, but it was my wife. Gotta answer that. But yeah, so towards the end of it, you want to listen to more positive songs, more Never Would Have Made It, the you know, songs like that, of triumph, of victory. And maybe throw in Eye of the Tiger and get you some training in, you know, like, get you, hey man, you can't keep getting beat up, man. I know I can't. I can't just keep getting beat up. Personally, if you beat me up, then every time you see me, you're going to have to either beat me up or get beat up. Like, that's just where I'm at in my life. You know, I'm not telling you what to do with your life, but I'm a competitor. I am a competitor to the core of me. My mind is still that of an athlete. Body, not so much. But, you know, we're going to get that straight. We're going to get that straight. Back to outlets. back to outlets. So, when we're doing these things, it's imperative that we first find out what are positive outlets for us. That is the first thing into the self-care, in my opinion. That in my way of doing self-care. First, we have to identify the things that make us feel good, the things that make us feel better, that give us a more positive outlook on life, help us get through the day better, help us get through perilous times better. We have to identify those things for us to be able to utilize them. We can't utilize them if we don't know what they are. So, being that I know that one of my outlets is gaming, I will... If I'm upset, if I'm mad with somebody or about something, then I will play a UFC. Excuse me, I will play a UFC. I'll play a Dragon Ball FighterZ. I'll play the Division 2 and shoot something up. Like, I'm going to do play games that are geared more towards violence so I can unleash that rage in the video game and not carry it around in my everyday life, you know. Or if I'm angry, I might pop in a comedy movie, a DVD or whatever. I might watch something on one of the streaming platforms, but I'll go to something that may lift my spirits. That's why I say you have to be able to have more than one type of outlet for each feeling, in my opinion, because I don't want, every time I'm mad, I don't want to always do things to fuel the rage. Sometimes I need things that's going to defuse the situation, not amp it up. Because what if I'm in the middle of a game, I'm mad, I'm in the middle of a fighting game, and I get blue screened and the game just shuts down? Now I'm more enraged and I don't have my outlet. So I am having to just deal with things, or having to use a different outlet. I don't know why this person is taking a super slow U-turn in front of me. Like, stop being nosy, human being. Continue with your life and not worry about mine. Back to us. So, outlets. I don't like nosy people, man. Like, don't come down here just to... Because I'm at the edge of my street. I was in my driveway where I usually am. But the neighbors... wanted to allow their children to play in the rain, and of course kids in rain equals a lot of screaming. don't want that in the background of my video. So I came towards the end of my street where a lot of people take a U-turn at. But I'm out of the U-turn radius. So they can easily just take their little loop-de-loop and get on up out of here and not have to slow down to try to look in the car. Like, get out of here. So because of that, you know, we need to identify our outlets. So in moments like this where people are trying to be intrusive, we can do what it takes to not let that linger. I mean, it's right there. I could not have scheduled that. I could not have scripted that. But that is life. That is the life, the reality that we are in. Let me look this back window up so I can feel more wind in the front too. So, once you identify them, then you start to personalize them. Or customize them, I think is a better way of saying it. Then you start to customize them. So that's when, once you realize that gaming may help your mood, then you get to the, okay, what types of games do I need for this mood? What types of games do I need to get me out of the mood? Because, like I said, sometimes we can do the things to burn the fuel and let the fire, like, engulf itself, basically. Or you can do things to douse the flame and just mellow out, you know. And I think both of those are good good options depending on what you're doing. So if your option is music, then you have, you know, you start to create playlists. I personally download music. I stream music sometimes, but I prefer to also download the music to where, and it's not legal downloads, it's illegal downloads, because you can download music as well as podcasts from apps like Spotify, Netflix. You can download shows, so you can still be able to enjoy them later, you know. So yeah, I prefer to download so I can have them whenever I need them, because I may not have the best reception where I am, but my feelings will still be there. So after we first identify our outlets and then we customize our outlets, it is important that we maintain our outlets. Now, this is where I get into the heterosexual man part, because in my experience, sometimes our partners may not be so understanding when it comes to us indulging in our outlets. And that is something that is mentally unhealthy for both parties. It is unhealthy for the woman to, and I'm only speaking in this instance. I'm not saying this is what every person goes through. I'm not saying what this is what every woman does. I'm saying in this specific example that I'm giving. I have to give these disclaimers because people like to sensationalize things and use them for propaganda nowadays. And I know I'm not, my podcast isn't super large, but when it does get there, people do like to double back, just like they did Kevin Hart when he was getting ready to host the Oscars. They pulled back tweets that were 10 years old to hold over his head. So I'm not just podcasting for now. I'm not just speaking for now. I'm not just living for now. I'm living for once I reach the goal. So the content that I release now won't tie up my track in reaching that goal. So, in this specific example, it is unhealthy mentally for both parties, because it is unhealthy for the woman to believe that she deserves all of the time and forget that the man is an individual. And it is unhealthy for the man in this situation, because if he is not allowed to turn to his outlets to release and deal with the stresses through everyday life, then they will start to leak out in areas that aren't his outlets, and it may not be so beneficial for him to release him in those times. So we have to be mindful of each other and continue to realize that though we are in a relationship, we are still individual humans, even in a marriage. Even once you're married, you are still two humans. Though you are one through the unity of that marriage, you are two halves that make up one. So we have to remember that we are still two halves, and we have to treat each other as such. There was an instance where I speak on my life personally, because again, I prefer to only speak on things that I know. In my life, there was times where my wife and I had heated discussions because she didn't like that I was playing the game so frequently or so much. Now, the so much wasn't accurate, and I had to point it out to her, because it would be 2, maybe 3 hours. But the timing was usually from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. And so it would seem like I was playing, or it was said to me that I was playing the game all night, but it was because of the timing, not the actual duration of time. And I would usually choose that time because the PlayStation, which we're a PlayStation family, you know, no room for Xboxes over here. I'm sorry. Nothing against you guys, but PlayStation's better. So, being that we're a PlayStation family, the PlayStation is in the den, the family room. So, I don't want to play the game while people are in the den, you know, having family time or watching their shows or whatever. Or sometimes my son plays his games. He does streaming as well. He streams games. I hate that I don't know his channel now, because he recently changed it. I believe it's called Werewolf Nation. So I hope that's it. I hope it is. Because like I said, he changed it. I would love to give him a shout out right now. And just in case, check out Werewolf Nation on YouTube. He mainly plays and streams Call of Duty Black Ops 3. That's his main game. Now, he has others, but that's his main game. So if you go there and that game isn't anywhere, I apologize, I sent you to the wrong place. If it is, please go check that page out. Because it used to be Alpha Wolf, I think, was the name of his page. And if I'm not mistaken, he renamed it to Werewolf Nation. So it'll be one of those two. Check, like I said, if it's not Werewolf Nation, then check and see if it's Alpha Wolf. And yeah, I'm not going to go any deeper, because I think it's like underscores and all that. So just do your YouTubes, man. Check them out. But yeah, so when he's playing and he's streaming, I don't want to be in there trying to rush him to get off his game, because he's trying to build his own following, you know, and his own core audience, his base. So because of those things, I would wait until everyone left the den area before I got in, being respectful and sacrificial, if we're being honest, because I could easily go in there and pull rank. Hey, son, get out of here. I'm on now. I could do that. But why? When I can just wait. So it was said, you know, it was said to me that, you know, I'm playing the game too much, I'm playing it too often, and it was because, and I had to hear this argument, or yeah, I'll say argument, I had to hear this argument on several occasions. So then I started to listen a little bit different, and I noticed that it kept being said that, you know, I was on the game with my friends instead of spending time with her. So because I tried to listen to everything, that kind of rung in my head. You're on there with your friends on the mic, you know, we're mic'd up. And most of the friends that I play with are still living in Mississippi, whereas I'm in Texas. So the only way we can really hang out is when we play the game together. And all of us have our own lives. You know, some have kids, some have are in relationships, you know, jobs. We all have our own lives. So it's not all the time when we can just get on the game together. So those sessions may last more than 2 or 3 hours. It could be 4. But I mean, again, I don't know when the next time that occasion will be. So don't want to just rush out the game to just sit in the room and watch some TV show that I have no caring about. So when that was brought to me, I had to point out to my wife what I believe to be selfishness. And the reason why I say that is this. When she is watching shows that I have no true interest in, I still submerge myself in them. Now, there are a couple shows that I just will not indulge that she watches. And the main one that I just will not watch is My 600-Pound Life. Respectfully, I don't know how anyone watches that. And respectfully, I don't know why women are more likely to watch it. And the reason why I say that is because on a mass scale, not 100% thing, because nothing is absolute when you're dealing with multiple people or multiple anythings. So on a mass scale, usually women would be more into I'm gonna try these lights out, see if they help some. Yeah, let's rock out with those. But usually, excuse me, women are more concerned with their appearance than men are. So I don't particularly know why they would watch a show where, and there are guys on this show too that are, you know, morbidly obese, but I don't know why they would watch a show like this, because from what I've seen, it makes them look at themselves as if they are in a similar status, even when they're nowhere near it. So be careful what we intake, people. Be careful what we digest, not just through food consumption. What is your mind digesting? What are your eyes digesting? What are your ears digesting? Which is why you have to customize your outlets. These things that don't truly benefit you, we have to cut those things out of our diets. And I'm not saying that show doesn't benefit some people. Maybe someone will look at that show and say, I never want to be that way, and they may get a gym membership. Or maybe someone will watch it and see a road that they're traveling down and say, hey, I don't want to land there, and turn around. There may be. I just personally don't see it. Because if I want to prevent myself from getting there, I would personally look at someone who has already achieved that. Like someone who has done the work. They've lost the weight. They're living a fit life, and I'll see how they got there. That's just me. I'm not the masses. In a lot of different areas, I'm a unicorn. I accept that. So I don't hold anyone to my style of thinking, my pattern of thinking, my way of thinking. I don't hold anyone to it. I only try to expose you all to it, and not just to my way of thinking, but the reason why I think that way, to maybe help make different decisions. I won't say better decisions, but different decisions. So I told her, you know, I will watch shows that I usually have no interest in, and I'll get submerged in them with her. I know a whole lot about Sex and the City, and guess what? I have never sat down and said, hey, let me watch Sex and the City. I know a whole lot about, I introduced her to Friends, actually. But I know a whole lot about a lot of different shows that I would never sit down and watch on my own. Nurse Jackie. And I'm not saying that these aren't good shows. I'm only saying that just looking at them, I would not say, I want to watch this. I want to dive into this. But I know a whole lot about them because I saw that she cared about them. I saw that she liked them. So I would say, hey, you're watching this? Okay, I'll watch it too. The Good Doctor, The Resident. Many shows I can call out that I will just dive into because it's important to her. And those shows are usually a minimum of 30 minutes. A lot of times they're geared towards the more the 40 minute to an hour mark. And they will, so hold on, guys. A police car has just pulled up while I'm filming, and I think I'll allow this to continue. How you doing?
Pretty good, you?
Doing fine.
What's going on?
I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, okay. How long have you been down here?
This part is recording at 20 minutes, but I got a call earlier when I reached the 15-minute mark, so about 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes.
Okay, caller said you've been down here for a couple of hours.
That's highly inaccurate, but I also live.
Really?
Yes.
Because they said they've never seen the vehicle before. Do you have ID just so I can put down who I talked to?
I do.
Podcast
he did. I guess I would call it a real life podcast. Like right now I'm talking about the benefit of using and identifying outlets to release stress throughout the day and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's called Car Talk with Taz Angel if you want to listen to
okay.
it.
Okay. What's your last name?
Yes, sir. So, as I was speaking earlier, when you have people who want to be more intrusive than... right now, there should be a Cadillac SRX parked there. And that's my wife's car. If you want to ring the doorbell and ask one of them, that's fine, too. I appreciate it, man. You have a good night. So when you have people who want to be more intrusive and blatantly lie, you need your outlets to deal with these things. Because as you heard him say, a caller said that I'd been down here for a few hours. And even if I have, how does it negatively impact you? How does it impact you, period? Especially when this car has been being parked in this same neighborhood, because like I said, I'm just at the end of my road, and I said this earlier, I'm at the end of my road and I have been living over here for almost 2 years now. This vehicle is a 2001. It ain't new. I've had this since 2014 maybe. So the entire time I've lived here, this car has been here. But then the caller said, oh no, I've never seen that vehicle before, and it's been down there for a few hours. It hasn't moved. There's no suspicious activity as far as people driving down here beside me, getting in and out of the car. It's just a car sitting in a solitary space. And a person feels the need to not just call the police about it, but lie on two areas. One, it's been down there for a few hours. Two, I've never seen this car before. Moments like this upset people. and upset me. I'll be transparent right now. And this podcast episode may go a completely different way than it was intended. Bear with me, please. Because I try to be, I want to be honest. I want to be real with my podcast. I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here to be honest. So things like that upset me because I highly doubt that one of the households that has a black person on this street called. It is statistically, I'm not even talking about opinion, mathematically, it is more likely that a white person made that call because besides my family, there's only one other black family on this entire street. Every other one's white. So just statistically, it's much more likely that a white person called and fabricated a police report or a call. It's not a report because they didn't fill it out, but they gave fake information, false information to a policeman to do what? What was your goal? Was it to get me to move? Was it to get me harmed, hurt? Was it to get me killed? Because today is, I think, August the 16th. We are all aware that fake phone calls, untruthful, I don't like that, deceiving phone calls, straight up lie filled phone calls have been made to police. I'm going to crank the car. It's probably going to be loud, but I have these lights on. I don't want the battery to die. There we go. I'm out of here. Well, just stole on me like that. How you going to disrespect me like that? Either way. So, I mean, the knocking sound, I'll let the window up and see if it'll be a little bit better. Again, it's 2001, so it's gonna make a little noise. But I, like I said, I don't want this, I don't want the battery to go down while I have all these lights and stuff on. But we are all privy to the information that, come on, bro. Like, just chill out. I'm not trying to kill you. I ain't even trying to slap you. Just chill. So, we're all aware that false phone calls, false calls to the police are being made. On or about black people. And many of those calls have been by unsavory intentions, malicious intentions. I actually spoke about this in my podcast prior when I said perception is everything. People with malicious intent do exist. These are the moments I mean. These are the moments that I'm discussing. To not only call the police, but to fabricate information, to lie. I'm not going to lie. What was your goal when you called the police down here on what you know to be a black man? Because again, it ain't a lot of us on this street. So this 2001 Ford Expedition sticks out. It's an XLT, the big body Expedition. You're not going to tell me that this old Expedition right here, it doesn't stick out. When it's Jeeps and Cadillacs and Mercedes and Lincolns, all those other vehicles here, you're not gonna tell me y'all don't notice this big white thing. You're not gonna tell me y'all don't notice this, and you notice the big body that's jumping in and out of it too, because I'm the only one who drives it. So you know these things. You know it. You cannot act as if you don't. So to do anything otherwise, in my mind, again, this is just the way I think, I cannot see why someone would make that call lying to the police. I can't see them doing that with good intentions. with concern for their fellow man. Because they were lying to the police to get them here. So because of this, I am going to go to my podcast. I'm sorry, my playlist. After I'm done with this episode, of course, I'm going to go to the playlist that makes me feel good. And I might watch a goofy movie like The Other Guys, Step Brothers, something like that. And I may watch a movie that I just blatantly love. It's my number one favorite movie of all time, like The Last Dragon. I'm going to do something to make that makes me feel good. Because I'm irritated with people lying on me. I'm irritated with people inserting themselves in my business. I'm irritated with people that I live in close proximity to calling the police on me and lying. To undoubtedly get a violent outcome that would not be in my favor, to get me harmed, to get me hurt, to get me killed, to get me forcibly removed. So that bothers me, and it's going to impact the way I look at them, and it's going to impact the way I interact with them. Now, I won't be malicious with them. What I will be is more analytical. Because my guards are up, I'm going to analyze way more. I'm going to study way more. I'm going to notice way more. And that will allow me to move better. Because once you're able to identify your enemy, you don't expose them. I don't tell them, hey, I know you're the enemy. I'm going to identify you and never say a word to you so that you can continue moving as if I don't know it's you. Because the enemy that you're aware of, that isn't aware of you, is a highly inefficient enemy. You can take that quote if you want. That's straight from the brain. Just make sure you credit me with that. The enemy that you've identified that is unaware of your identification, I've reworded it this time, is a highly inefficient enemy. You can't hurt me. I see all of your attempts coming. I'm just going to, when I see something going this way, I'm just going to, oh, hey, what's over here? I don't want to say, hey, put that weapon down. Mm-mm. Hey, what's going on over here? I'm going to dodge it, but I don't want you to know it's because I knew what was happening. I'm going to make you think everything is happening by chance. But away from that tangent, back to the podcast itself. So first you must identify your outlets. Then you customize them. And then you maintain them, right? So back to what I was saying as far as the interactions with me and my wife. I was telling her, you know, it's not fair, because I don't believe in equality. I believe in fairness. It's not fair that I give you your time to indulge in things for hours on end, like 6-7 hours, same show, just watch episode after episode after episode after episode, knocking the full seasons out in a day sometimes. It's not fair that I'll either give you your space or I'll insert myself into the situation and enjoy it with you and include myself, not like forcibly, like, hey, what you watching? I'm in now. Oh, you watching this? Okay, what's going on in this episode? Oh, I don't know this person. What's their name? Oh, this is the one who was beefing with the other like, and I'll just catch up because I actually insert myself into them, honestly and truthfully. And again, it's not fair that I will go through all those different situations or scenarios, and yet when I play the game, for even if I say the exact same amount of time, usually a lesser amount of time, honestly, but even if we say the same amount of time, if I play the game 5-6 hours, then there's a negative attitude that I'm welcomed with when I come to the room. It's not fair that there's a negative connotation to it when we speak about it. None of those things are fair, because why should you be able to indulge yourself in your outlets, but I can't? It is a selfish mindset. And she had gotten better through conversation after conversation. It did not happen overnight. It did not happen with one conversation, believe me. But she did improve, because again, I just pointed out that not only am I indulging or allowing you to indulge yourself, but I am also inserting myself into the things to, because they're important to you, because they're entertaining and you like them and they make you feel better. I want to be a part of it. I don't want to make you feel bad because you're watching a show that I see no benefit in. And there are a lot of those on the networks, okay? The ones where there's always some type of violence amongst black people, where there's always somebody getting a drink thrown in their face, when there's always a person spewing some type of hatred, some type of self-hate at that. But I still, either when I see something that I just will not entertain or allow myself to watch, because I know it will be negative for my mind, I just don't even go there. But if it's not one of those, then I'll just be a part of it. Oh, you watching this? All right, let me watch it with you. Want something to drink? I'll get something for us to drink. I'll get something for us to eat. It's not fair that that's how I approach the situation, but you approach it as me not spending time with you, me neglecting you, me blah, blah, blah. I'm in the den, you're in the room. I can look and see you. I'm not out in these streets doing who knows what or who knows who. Right here in the den, you can see me. And there were times where I wanted to play the game earlier to not be so late, so I took the game to the garage. We have a TV in the garage. Play the game in the garage. And then I'll, this your new happy place now. Nah, baby, you my happy place. This is just why I play the game. What next? I do this. And by this, I mean, I do this real stuff. Like, I'm real. I'm me. At all times. So you're not going to catch me up. You're not going to jam me up for me being me. Because I'm really good at that. Being myself and all. Been doing it for 30 years now. You know, I got a lot of practice in that. So again, after a while, after many conversations, she got better with the acceptance. Oh, and I did want to point out something that I noticed when I said that it rang a little different when I heard her saying, you on there with your friends, you on there with your friends. I kept hearing that. So then I'm like, okay, she's repeating that. It must mean it's important. And I asked her, why do you keep saying that part? Why does that part keep coming out? You keep saying that I'm playing a game with my friends. Not just that I'm playing a game, but I'm playing it with my friends. Why do you keep repeating that? And through constant digging through the whys, because a lot of times as humans, we do the whats, but we don't take time out to figure our whys. We don't take time out to figure, why do I feel this way about this one thing and not over here? Why do I think this one thing about this person, but not this person? And they could be mirrored images, but our outlook on them would be different. And our interpretations on them would be different. So when I asked through constant digging of the why, it was because when she watches TV for 5 or 6 hours straight, it's just her. Unless I'm in there, it's just her. But with me playing the game, it's me and other people. So now I'm having fun with other people. And that's what makes her feel like, oh, he's having fun with them. Why isn't he having fun with me? Women, I love you. You have to stop comparing so much. You have to. For the benefit of your sanity and whoever you choose to be with. And the people, the children that you raise, honestly. But for anyone who is going to be in your life for any substantial amount of time, and again, mainly for yourself, the comparison mindset has to be modified. It is okay to compare yourself with certain people and or things at certain times, but you have to be able to identify when it's not healthy, and after that, you have to be able to stop doing it. Because a heterosexual male will more than likely choose special time or quality time with his companion than he would with the homies. And if he doesn't, then it's probably because there's some unhappiness that's driving him away from the companionship, from the relationship. There's some unhappiness there that he's trying to escape. It's not even about being with the homies. It's about not being in that area that's making him unhappy. And that has to be acknowledged. Because when a man knows who he wants to be with, he believes this is the person I want to be with, at least for right now, and I want it to be forever. But that's, you know, that's the mindset of that at that point. Once they know that and they believe that, you are number one. Even when you may not think it or feel it, which is more of the time the case. You don't feel it. But feelings are fleeting, so we can't hang on to long-term things with feelings. We can't do that. We shouldn't do that because it'll only breed negativity. But so when a guy is doing those things, he's winding down. And I had to point this out to her because she was like, "What's wrong with us to where you want to play games for hours?" And I'm like, "You can't make it about you. This is me winding down for my day. I work. So just because I'm winding down and just because I'm upset doesn't mean that it's because of you. It doesn't always have anything to do with you. We have to remember that we're individuals. We have to. This is not an option. We have to. For us to be healthy, for us to be in a healthy relationship, and for us to have a healthy mindset, we have to always remember that we are individuals first that chose to be in this relationship. And once we hold on to that truth, it will help us maneuver better. It will help us make better decisions later on. It will help us be more understanding to, okay, you need to go to the store and just walk around. It's not my thing, but I understand. Because most of the time, when men go to the store, especially if it's not the grocery store, like if a man goes into a shoe store, he knows, more than likely, he knows the shoes that he wants. He knows the price of them. He's going to get those shoes and leave. Now, every now and then, you may run into a really good salesman. Be like, "Oh, you know what's good with those shoes? These socks, these shoestrings, this t-shirt." We might get caught up in the rigmarole, right? But it's not a constant thing, and we don't just go to the shoe store usually to just look at shoes. We don't go to the clothing store to just look at clothes. That's one difference between men and women. And a lot of times, women want men to be along for those journeys, knowing that we don't like them, knowing that we don't do it, but you still want us there. So if you want that type of behavior, then also think to yourself two things. One, being that he did that selfless act for me, I should sit and watch him play the game and just be there and interact with him. When he defeats someone that you saw him struggling with, congratulate him. Be like, "Oh, good job, baby." Maybe even learn to play. "Hey, can you teach me how to play? How you do that? Go to the training menu and show me how to do that." Now, if he on an online game, he can't do that because you can't pause and all that kind of stuff. But, or two, realize that you are not willing to make that sacrifice. And because you're not willing to make that sacrifice, you cannot hold it against him if he's not. Because if you're not willing to interact with his world, do not punish him or condemn him for having his own world when you have your own world. Now, this message can be flip-flopped to where replace man or men for women and replace women for men. Men have to realize that women have their own world. Like, these are interchangeable. But again, I don't know the life of a woman, so I wouldn't dare speak on the life of a woman. I can't say this is definitively what boom, boom, boom. Because even when I'm saying men and women, I'm purposely saying most of the time, sometimes, majority, nothing is absolute. So if it does encompass things that you have experienced, then embrace it. And if it doesn't, you don't have to embrace it. This doesn't have to be, this message doesn't have to be attacked. It doesn't have to be derogatory. It doesn't have to be anything spun into a form of negativity. It could just be simply irrelevant to you. It could be. And that is okay. Because again, I'm not a 100%er. So my messages may not be relevant to different people at different times. And sometimes it's just where you are right now. Sometimes you may have to hit a certain point in your life to understand what I said, because most of the stuff that I say comes from experience. So when I say it, I've usually lived it, which is how I got there. Sometimes you have to live it to get there. You know? So yeah, I've hit an hour. So I want to close. In closing, we have to first establish and identify our outlets. Two, we must customize them to our liking and our needs. Then we must, three, maintain them. And four, this is for if you're in a relationship and when you decide to get into it, you must be understanding and accepting to your partner's outlets. Now, these are all speaking on positive outlets, not negative things, because negative things are scapegoats. When you're using something to numb the feeling, when you're using substances and things like that, those aren't outlets. Those are scapegoats. So that's why, again, number one is identifying your outlets, the things that allow you to positively deal with the stresses and trials and tribulations and all of those things that come along with just living and whatever else you're doing while you're living. So again, we must identify our outlets. Two, we must customize them. Three, we must maintain them. And four, we must be respectful, understanding, and accepting to our partner's outlets. This has concluded a very different episode of Car Talk with Taz Angel. Good conversation you can ride to. I appreciate you guys, man. I love you guys. If you want to donate, my Cash App name is $TazTheAngel, TazTheAngel. And my PayPal is paypal.com/TazTheAngel, spelled the exact same way. I believe I'm going to work on getting a Patreon account so we can, you know, do better in the financial area. And continue to grow and continue to, like I said, make this my business so I can then make it my career. I thank you guys for being here through all the ups and downs and bogus police calls. I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all have a great night, a great day, a great afternoon, whatever time you're hearing this. Make it great. Have a good one. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll be talking to you soon.